You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. This is Game Show Game Show. I am your host, CJ Silverman, and welcome back. This is our fifth episode ever, and we are getting ever closer to our Tournament of Champions. That's happening in just 2 weeks. But today, I have two wonderful contestants. First, what two first names? It's Brett Paul.
Yep.
And second, a first name and also kind of a first name. It's Isabel Georges.
I would like to contest that Georges is not a first name, but go on.
Hey, George is.
You do have a good point there.
All right. Well, this is Game Show Game Show. We're going to be playing a game show from some time in history. And both of you know what game we are playing today?
Nope.
No.
No, you do not, because I have not told you. And that is the whole point. But now I am going to, because I'm nice. We are going to be playing a game show called Joker's Wild. Ever heard of it?
Nope.
No.
Of course not. It is from the 70s. It is a trivia game. Basically, each round there will be five categories. You roll... in the game show, it's a slot machine. You spin a slot machine, you get some categories, you get to choose which one you answer, and then you get points based on that. We do not have a giant slot machine. We have dice, and you have those in front of you.
I do.
Yes.
Really didn't have a giant slot machine in the budget, did you?
No, my budget is $0, so I really didn't.
Dang.
But we are going to play we are going to try and play five rounds, and the winner of the most rounds will win the episode. The goal is to get to 500 points. If you roll, whatever categories come up, if any come up on their own, you can answer that for 50 points. If it comes up twice, you can answer it for 100 points. And if it comes up all three times, it's 200 points.
Okay.
Also, there is only five categories, but a die has six sides. If you roll a six, that is a joker, and it counts as any of the categories. And if you roll three jokers, you automatically win that round. All right? Do some trash talk while I grab a pen, because I did not grab one.
You're gonna lose.
Yeah, you're gonna lose.
No, you. Wow. Aha, don't have a comeback to that one, do you?
That hurt my feelings.
Wow, that was some really intense trash talk.
It's very good trash talk. We're very good at this, CJ.
Yes, I can see that. All right, we will get into the first round. Here are the categories for round one. Board games, Sherlock Holmes, European countries, elements, and math. How are you feeling about those categories?
The first three seem reasonable.
I'll take the last two. I'm good at elements and math.
Well, we will get underway. Brett, you will have the first roll, so take your dice and roll them. That is European countries, elements, or math? Which would you like?
I would like European countries.
All right. Eurovision 2021 took place in this country after Duncan Lawrence won the contest in 2019 with the song Arcade.
Germany?
That is incorrect. Isabella, you can steal.
Oh, I get to steal. Sweden.
Incorrect. It was the Netherlands. So no points on that one. Isabel, we go to your roll.
Okay. Let's get some good dice rolling sounds in there.
Oh, that is two jokers and European countries. So you can play any category for $100 or European countries for $200.
Okay. I don't think I know enough about European countries. I'm going to go with math, CJ.
Math for 100 points. Let me get the question. Multiplying pi times the radius cubed times 4 over 3 will give you the equation for this.
What is the volume of a sphere?
That is correct for 100 points. Brett, it comes back to you.
All right. Here we go.
That is Sherlock Holmes, European countries, and elements.
Let's go Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes' first appearance is in this colorful novel.
Studying Scarlet?
Correct. 50 points to you. Isabel? Okay, that is board games, European countries, or elements.
I will take elements.
All right, elements it is. This element is widely used for reusable batteries in phones and tablets.
Lithium.
Correct. 50 points to you. Brett, comes back to you.
All right.
That is, once again, Sherlock Holmes, European countries, and elements.
Let's try European countries again, see if I can redeem it.
All right. The smallest country in Europe, Vatican City, is surrounded by this European country.
Italy?
Correct. 50 points. It is now 150 to 100. All right. Isabel, it comes back to you.
Sure does.
That is math for 100 or elements for 50.
I'll take math for 100.
This is the term for the function that describes the slope of another function.
That's a derivative.
That is a derivative. 100 points to you.
You know, I knew that one too.
I'm happy for you.
You should have chosen math, Brett.
Yeah.
Choose math. You won't.
I didn't actually know what it was.
Yeah, okay. Well, it is your turn, Brett. That is a joker, Sherlock Holmes, or European countries. So you can play Sherlock Holmes or European countries for 100 or any other category for 50.
Let's go European countries.
All right. Souvlaki, moussaka, and tzatziki are common dishes in which country?
Greece.
Indeed. 100 points.
If I give you recipes for them, can I get bonus points?
No. Isabel.
I give you recipes for them, can I get bonus points?
No. Dang. Isabel, it is your turn.
If I give you food, can I get bonus points? Maybe. I'm going to get you souvlaki.
Maybe. We'll think about it. All right, that is elements for 100 or European countries for 50.
I will take elements for 100.
Fixing is the shorthand term for any process that causes this element to form compounds such as ammonia.
Nitrogen?
Correct. That is 100 points to you. You are now at 350. Brett, it is your turn. Okay, that is European countries, elements, and a joker.
I've been doing pretty well with European countries, so I'm going to go with European countries again.
All right. The company that produces the most tires every year was founded in this country.
France?
Incorrect. Isabel?
Germany.
Incorrect. Do you know what the company is?
Michelin?
No, it's Lego.
Oh!
Which was founded in Denmark. No points either way. Yeah, Lego does produce the most tires.
They're little Lego tires.
They're little tiny tires.
Yes.
That's a trick question, yeah. And you know it.
If you look up what company produces the most tires, that is what comes up.
I'm sure it does.
All right. Isabel, it comes back to you. That is two elements in one board game.
CJ, did you load these dice?
No, I did not.
Okay, because I'm happy with it. I'll take elements again.
This element is named after a Greek god who stole one of the four classical elements from the gods.
What is Prometheum?
Correct. Isabel, you are now at 450. Brett, you're falling behind a bit.
I am.
That is board games, European countries, or elements.
I'll take board games.
All right. 7-0 and stack are rule variations to this game.
I was way too confident going into this category. I'm going to say Uno.
Correct.
Oh
my gosh.
Yes, that was correct.
Nice one.
Isabel, any correct answer will give you the win.
Oh no.
All right, math, European countries, or Sherlock Holmes?
I got to stick with math.
All right. Rounded to 2.72, this constant is represented by a lowercase e.
Euler's number.
That is correct. Round one goes to Isabel.
And the crowd goes wild.
Where's the applause button? I don't think I have one.
Press the applause button. We'll just fake it.
Do I have one?
Woo!
Oh, I do
applause.
Have one. I do have one. Stop. Okay. Round one is complete. Isabel, you get the point.
Yay.
Are there new categories in round two?
Yes.
Dang, I can't keep answering math questions
all
day.
You cannot. Here are your next categories. Theater. Dungeons and Dragons. famous scientists, food, the solar system.
These are significantly better categories for me.
All right, Brett, we will have you go first. That is theater, famous scientists, and solar systems.
Unfortunately, let's go with theater.
Okay. Premiering in 1955, Arthur Miller's famous play is called A View from the What?
Crucible. A View from the Crucible.
I think that's a different Arthur Miller play. Isabel, do you want to try and steal?
Mountain.
No, it is A View from the Bridge. Very famous play. Isabel, you are up.
But to be fair, I would say The Crucible is Arthur Miller's most famous play.
Well, okay.
Maybe I'm biased because I had to read it in English class.
All right, you have theater, Dungeons and Dragons, or food.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to try food.
All right, let me get you that question. What is the primary ingredient in meringues?
Egg whites.
Correct. 50 points.
I'd like to contest this question and argue that it's sugar, but...
Okay, are we talking by weight or by volume?
Yeah.
Brett, you are speaking to someone who had to make easily 200 meringues over a single summer.
No, he's right if you're talking about weight.
Okay. Yeah. Well...
I don't actually
care. All right. Brett, you are up. You may roll your dice. Oh, that is theater for 100 or food?
I'm going to get the food question right. But the theater question is worth more points.
It's worth more points.
Do I go? I'm going to go bold. I'm going to go theater.
All right.
Do it.
What is the title given to any part of the stage that extends out past the curtains?
The stage?
No. Isabel.
Is it the proscenium?
No, the proscenium is the arch.
Ugh.
The part of the stage that extends out past the curtains is the apron.
All right, sure.
I'll take your word for that. I clearly know nothing about theater.
Isabel.
Because I wasn't a nerd theater kid.
I was a nerd. I just don't know any words.
All right, that is the solar system for 100 or theater for 50.
Yeah, I'll take the solar system for 100.
All right. Where in space can you find the Sea of Tranquility?
I think that one's on Mars.
Brett?
I believe it's on the moon?
It is on the moon.
Okay. It's Mars or the moon.
100 points.
Yeah.
All right, Brett, it comes back to you. Okay, that is Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm taking Dungeons and Dragons.
For 100 points.
It's not a question.
Well, I made this one a bit hard, so we'll see how it is. If you rolled all 7 standard dice at once... What is the maximum sum of all the faces?
Is it a timed question?
No. I'll give you like 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I don't have the Jeopardy music. Let's see what Brett 50? Says. No, it is not 50. Isabel.
Okay. I'm going to talk this out.
Okay.
All right, so we've got...
No, I was under time pressure.
I mean, you could have talked it out.
I'm going to talk it out quickly. We've got 4 and 6, that's 10. Then we've got 8, that's 18. Then we've got... Now, are we talking 2 D10s? Or is that a D100?
I don't know. I said the maximum sum... The maximum face. The sum of the maximum faces.
Okay.
10 seconds.
It's 10 more that we're at... What are we at? 38? Is it 70?
It is not 70. It is 149.
I have a question. Yeah. What were we counting the D10s as?
The D10s would have counted as 99, because the max faces are 90 and 9.
But those are the numbers on the faces. It depends on how you read them. Not the faces. The number of faces. Because if you count the 0 as a 1, as a 0 or as a 10?
A 0. I was counting it as it was written.
I should have asked more questions.
All right. Isabel, it comes to you.
That's me.
Oh, no.
I'm not good.
Also, I was like Dungeons & Dragons question, and then you made it math?
Yeah, that was a math question, and you know it.
Isabel, you have theater for theater for 100, the solar system for 100, or anything else for 50?
I'm going to try to redeem myself on the solar system here.
All right. Which planet has moons named after the twin gods of fear and dread?
That's a great question, CJ.
I should go with the solar system questions. I know all of these.
Well, Isabel, do you know it?
Uranus?
Brett?
Mars.
It is Mars.
Dang.
It's the one with
two
moons.
Because he's war. He's war, so he's got fear and dread.
Fear and dread.
All right, Brett, you are now at 200 points for this round. Isabel, you are at 50.
Yeah.
Oh! That is Dungeons & Dragons for 200 points.
All right, all right.
All right, Brett.
This better not be a math question.
Brett?
Yeah?
This combat action allows you to use your turn to give an ally advantage.
That would be the help action.
That is correct. Dang. 200 points goes to Brett.
I don't see myself winning this round.
Isabel, you are up. Okay, that is famous scientist for 100 or theater for 50.
I'll try famous scientists.
Which Serbian-American inventor moved to New York and contributed to the design of the AC power system?
Nikola Tesla.
Correct. Brett, comes back to you.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay, you get your choice of theater, Dungeons & Dragons, or famous science.
I'll take Dungeons & Dragons again.
All right. If a bag of holding breaks, the contents of it are scattered where?
Just around. They just, like, pop out.
Isabel.
Around the plane that you're currently on?
No, they are scattered in the astral plane.
Oh.
All right, Isabel, it returns to you.
That would be wild. Just a bunch of stuff shows up in the astral plane.
Yeah.
Brett, you look like you want to contest that.
Because isn't there, is something different happens if you puncture it from the outside versus if you overstuff it, something different happens.
The website I said it's all just the astral plane.
Okay, I trust the website.
I think it was from like Roll20 or whatever website that is.
I trust Roll20.
All right, Isabel, you have famous scientists for 50 or the solar system for 100?
I have not been doing great on the solar system, but I gotta try it one more time.
All right. Which planet in our solar system is the hottest?
That would be Venus.
Correct. All right, Isabel, you are at 250. Brett, you are at 400. It is your turn again, Brett.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Oh. That is theater or the solar system for 100?
Let's go with the solar system.
Okay. The International Space Station is a collaboration between the space agencies of the USA, Japan, Europe, Canada, and which country?
Russia?
That is correct. Brett has won round two. Ugh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well done.
My superior space knowledge.
Most of those were questions about Greek mythology disguised as space questions.
Well, the Dungeons & Dragons question was a math question. So
that's
really
true. We all know D&D was invented to trick theater kids into doing math.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
Do I get
true.
Points for that?
I'll give you 1 point. It's not enough to win the round.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take it.
All right.
But my souvlaki, my offer of souvlaki didn't get you extra points. That seems biased, CJ.
Okay, you can have 1 point as well.
Thank you.
All right. Round three. Your categories are cartoons, reality TV, paintings, technology, and a special category called Just One More. If you choose that, you'll find out what it means. All right, we go to Isabel for the first roll.
I like these categories significantly less.
Oh, okay, so you can take technology for 200 or any other category for 50.
Yes, I think the technology choice is clear here.
Okay. Let me find that question.
All right.
What does the D stand for in HDMI?
Definition?
Correct.
Hey!
200 points right off the bat.
What a way to start.
All right, Brett. Oh.
Ooh.
That is cartoons for 200.
I will take cartoons for 200.
Starting off strong. Jeremy Shada portrays the main character in this Cartoon Network show.
Adventure Time?
Correct.
Oh
my god, that was a guess.
He portrays Finn. That was a guess?
That was a guess. I was just like, that's a Cartoon Network show. It's a pretty popular one.
Yeah. Isabel, we come back to you, and we may actually, hold on, before you roll, we are 20 minutes into an hour-long episode. So these rounds will now be, now you have to get 1,000 points to win, because I need to extend the time.
All right, fair enough. Alrighty.
Isabel. All right, that is cartoons, paintings, or technology.
I'm going to try technology again.
Okay. Which Apple product was first released in 2010?
iPhone?
Incorrect. Nope. Brett.
The iPad?
Correct.
Ah.
Well done. All right, Brett, you are up. All right, that is cartoons or technology for 100 or anything else for 50.
I'll take cartoons for 100.
All right, I thought you might. This was the name of the first TV series in the Scooby-Doo franchise.
First TV series in the Scooby-Doo franchise. Is it not just called Scooby-Doo?
Is that your answer?
No, it's not. I feel like I should be more caught up. Is it a dog named Scooby-Doo?
That is incorrect, Isabel.
Is it Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
It is Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
That was also a guess. We're good at guessing here.
Yeah. All right. Do we get extra points if we name the best Scooby-Doo series?
I will dole out one. Based on your opinion, I will give you one extra point. What is your thought?
Well, Isabel needs to a chance at the point first.
CJ, let me tell you a thing. Yeah. I've never watched any episodes of Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
I was half present while my blockmates watched the Scooby-Doo Halloween episode, so I guess that one.
Okay.
It's Mystery Incorporated, CJ.
Okay.
And if you disagree with me, you're objectively wrong.
No, I'm going to disagree with you because I grew up watching reruns of like when they would have the random guest stars. Like they had the episode with Batman. That's the only one I remember, but there were more.
Which guest stars? Is it like the Batman era or like the one where they have like Kristen Schaal and Mark Hamill?
No, the older ones.
Okay.
Like the newer ones, no.
You need to rewatch Mystery Incorporated because you don't understand how absolutely incredible
I've
that
seen
show
it.
Is.
It's pretty good.
I still don't have an opinion on this.
It's so good. It's Scooby-Doo, but it's Twin Peaks. It's incredible.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? I believe it is Isabel's turn.
Yes, because I stole that one.
Yes. Okay, that is technology or just one more for 100 or any other category for 50.
I want to know what just one more is.
Okay. So, just one more. Isabel, you are going to start us off. I'm going to give you a category.
Oh.
You are going to say how many you think you can name. Then you'll go back and forth until one of you challenges the other. The person who gets challenged will have to name that many. If they get one wrong, the other person can name one correct answer to get the points. All right. Understand it?
No.
Vaguely.
Okay. Basically.
But we'll figure it out.
We'll say things going back and forth until we don't know any more things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that. You don't go back and forth. You do not go back and forth.
We do not go back and forth.
So, Isabel, how many official Avengers in comic books can you name?
In comic books?
In comic books. This does not mean the ones that are in the movies.
I'm going to go with 8.
Brett, do you think you can name more?
I mean, are we including, like, West Coast Avengers, Great Lakes Avengers, Pet Avengers?
No.
They have Avengers in the name. Do they count?
No, I just have the list of mainline Avengers.
Is it only mainline Avengers, or is it people who hold, like, the Avengers card?
This is... I went to Wikipedia. I looked up Avengers. This is the people listed on the timeline of Avengers.
Do we get to know what the maximum is?
I will tell you that.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, because, like, there are plenty of people who are, like... You know, over years, they're like...
There are 28.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, then I can definitely name more than 8.
Okay, how many?
I mean, can I not just say 9 and then
you can say 9.
I just have to name more than Isabel. 9.
How many do you think you can name, Isabel?
10.
Brett, can you do better?
11.
Isabel.
12.
Brett.
13.
Isabel.
14.
Brett.
15.
Isabel.
I'm done. I don't think I can do
Brett.
More than that.
15 Avengers?
Yes. Okay. You may begin.
Okay, so we have...
Go one by one.
Okay, we have Iron Man.
Correct.
Captain America.
Correct.
2.
Thor.
3.
Correct.
The Hulk.
4.
Correct.
Ant-Man.
Correct.
The Wasp.
Correct.
Hawkeye.
Correct.
Who else gets counted as an Avenger? Spider-Man.
Correct.
Wolverine.
Correct.
Wolverine's an Avenger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Correct. That is 10.
Captain Marvel?
Oh, wait, no, that was 9.
Or
that
like
is
Ms. 10. Ms. Marvel?
Captain Marvel is 10.
How many do I need?
You need 5 more.
Here's where things start to get hard.
That's why I said 8.
Because my brain jumps to like the obscure ones, which are not going to be on the list. Can't just get to 10 and then stop. I already said Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil?
No. Isabel, if you can name any that have not been named, you get the points.
Falcon.
Yes.
Ah!
My chair. Okay, here are the other ones that were on the list. Black Knight, Black Panther, Black Widow, Cable.
Who's Black Knight?
Cable, Deadpool, Ghost Rider.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Also Cable?
Yeah.
He's an X-Men.
He was
is Wolverine.
Yeah,
but like Wolverine's like popular enough to be an Avenger.
All right.
Like if you ask like anyone who Cable is, they don't know.
Yeah. Hercules, Iron Fist, Nova, Quicksilver, Rogue. Scarlet Witch.
Rogue. Okay. Rogue, I will contest, is very strongly in X-Men territory.
Yes, but she was apparently an Avenger for some amount of time.
There's probably like one crossover.
Yeah, so was everyone.
No, like I think this was like they were actively part of the lineup. It wasn't like a one-off thing.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I'll find out more about that later. Scarlet Witch, She-Hulk, Storm. Also an X-Men, but wasn't
mm-hmm,
an Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Vision and War Machine.
All right.
That was a terrible throw. All right, Isabel.
Ah.
You claim the 100 points.
Yeah, I do.
It is now 350 to 250, and Brett, you are up. That is reality TV or paintings for 100 or any other for 50?
Let's go paintings.
Okay. Which Picasso painting was an anti-war piece that raised money for the Spanish War Relief?
Would it be Guernica?
It is. 100 points.
It's the one, it's like the black and white one. It's like cubism.
Yeah.
It's like with the guy. That's
yeah,
like...
that means nothing to me.
I don't know.
Isabel. Whoa. Okay, that is paintings or just one more for 100 points.
Just one more.
Okay, I only have 3 of these, so... There's only one more after this.
All right. Well, I'm not answering anything about paintings.
You shouldn't have told us that. You could have just started making up categories.
I know.
I can't make these up. Do you know how long these take to prepare? All right. Isabel, how many countries that end in land can you name?
Oh. I'm going to go with 5.
Brett.
That's not a country. I don't think I can name more than 5.
All right. Isabel, begin.
Oh, what have I gotten myself into? Wow.
I don't think there are more than 5.
Yeah, wait, can I know the total again?
You're already committed to 5.
I know, but I want to know the total.
I think it's 12.
I want to know what I'm pulling from.
All right. Okay. Begin.
Iceland.
That's 1.
Greenland is not a country. Wait, no, I take that back.
Wait, what?
Wait, Greenland is a country.
Why do I not have it on this list? Hold on. Let me make sure.
It was
Greenland
a territory for
a
while, but I'm pretty sure it's a country. Is it still a territory of something?
I don't know. Let me find out. Because now I'm curious. And my phone won't lock. Hold on.
I think it's still a territory of something. Is it a territory of Denmark?
That would make sense.
Greenland is an autonomous territory.
That's not a country,
though. It's not a country.
So, Brett, if
I said I took it back.
Okay, since we weren't fully aware, are you fine with letting Isabel take
it? Yeah, I'm okay.
I still don't think I can name
five. You still
five.
Have to, you still yeah, now have to name
four more.
I need to name four more. Yes. All right, Poland.
Yes. Yeah?
The Netherlands.
Yeah?
That's not land, that's lands.
Brett.
Thailand.
Yes. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds.
Okay, that's fair.
Wait, if I can name one more after this, do I get points?
Yes, you do.
Oh, exciting.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I don't have anything.
Brett.
New Zealand.
Ah! Yeah.
Or you could have said Finland.
Oh, Finland.
Ireland.
Yep.
Switzerland.
Scotland.
England.
Oh,
Scotland.
That's not a country. Well.
No, Scotland is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
I don't understand the British area. Yeah,
it's British. It doesn't count.
Yeah. It's gone. We never have to deal with that category again. Brett gets 100 points.
Yay.
Brett, wait. Your turn to roll.
All right.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Where'd it go?
Take this.
It disappeared.
It'll help you on the journeys point. To come.
All right,
just roll this. I'll find it.
Okay.
I will find it at the end of the episode, CJ.
Oh, God. All right. That is reality TV for 100 or paintings for 50.
Reality TV for 100.
Which reality TV show sends people away with the phrase, please pack your knives and go?
I clearly don't know reality TV.
Famous phrase.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, CJ.
No, Isabel.
Okay, I know it's a cooking show. I can't remember which one.
Oh, I remembered it. No, no.
Wait. Is it Iron Chef?
No, it is not.
It's Chopped.
No.
No, oh, Chopped no? is You've Been Chopped.
Oh, that's right.
It's Top Chef.
Oh.
Top Chef. All right, Isabel, it goes to you. Okay, that is just one more reality TV or technology.
I'll take technology.
Okay. 3D printers work by melting and extruding plastic called what?
Filament.
It is filament.
Hey!
That is 50 points.
Did you find your die?
No.
What? Where did it go?
I don't know.
Somewhere. All right. Do we get 50 points if we find the die?
No, but, all right, Brett, it goes to you. Don't roll yet. I can pause it, because this isn't live.
We'll be right back after this break.
Where is it? We're going to find it.
No, I think, I see it, and also we should keep this in the episode.
No.
Yeah. No. This is good quality content.
Alert, we found the die.
Running around the studio, looking for a die. It's incredible.
It was next to my backpack.
If this is out of the episode.
CJ, if you cut this out, I'm quitting.
Write angry letters. Write angry emails. Here, I have CJ's email.
I will write a strongly worded email.
It's funny.
@lafayette.edu.
If I cut this out, I'm cutting that out, too.
No, send him angry emails about how much you enjoyed our dice segment. Are looking for dice in the studio segment, and you want it to come back every episode.
We'll see how the runtime
is. Me and Isabel
up.
To come back on every episode of this show and then kick CJ out, and then it's just our show.
The next game show is looking for dice around the podcasting studio.
All right, Isabel, it is your turn to roll.
Wasn't that my roll?
Yeah, right. No, it is my turn.
I mean, I'll take
to
it.
Roll. Oh, okay, that is technology or cartoons for 100. Anything else for 50?
Yeah, I will take cartoons.
What cartoon featured characters such as the creature with 88 different faces, Agent Jeff Trigger, and Deputy Derland?
That would be the best cartoon to ever be made.
I'll accept it there. No, I won't.
Gravity Falls.
That is 100% correct. Fantastic show.
Would not have gotten that.
You don't know every single character's name in Gravity Falls?
I know five characters' names in Gravity
also
Falls.
Also, the best character name in Gravity Falls is Tad Strange.
Tad Strange, who is the most normal person in Gravity Falls. All right, that is reality TV, technology, or just one more?
Man, I'm feeling good about technology.
Okay. What was the first Nintendo console to use motion controls?
That would be the Nintendo Wii.
That would be the Nintendo Wii.
Love the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, the only gamers know.
Only true gamers only remember. True gamers Wii remember. Play.
Yes.
Wii boxing.
Wii boxing.
Fencing.
Beating your siblings at Wii boxing.
Yeah.
That was an experience.
The scores as they are. Isabel at 350, Brett with 450. Brett. Oh, no. Not again.
No, not again. But, well, maybe we could do our favorite segment. Running around the studio looking for dice.
All right, that is cartoons.
Yeah, I'll take cartoons for 200.
Yep. Where is it? Okay. What Cartoon Network show is a self-described parody of shows like Survivor?
That would be Total Drama Island.
That would be Total Drama Island.
I have never heard of any of these shows.
Really?
I've heard of Gravity Falls.
Okay, that's good.
Total Drama Island.
Have you seen Gravity Falls?
I have seen some of Gravity Falls.
Okay, because you should watch all of Gravity Falls.
I'll think about it.
Total Drama Island is it's a decent show. But, and, like, I feel like it might be worth a rewatch.
It's a relic of its time.
It is a relic of its time.
It is, you have never seen something that is more 2000s.
Than
Total Drama Island.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
It's on Netflix. All right, that is reality TV or Just One More for 100 or anything else for 50.
I gotta go with Just One More.
All right. Final time we are doing this category.
Would you say we have Just One More?
Yes.
Just One More?
I would say that. All right, Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
How many game shows with a top prize of $1 million or more can you name?
Two.
Brett?
Three.
Isabel?
I don't think I can name more than three.
Brett, it goes to you.
Okay. Survivor.
Yes.
The Amazing Race.
Yes.
And Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Wheel of Fortune does have a top prize of $1 million. The actual list I have here is so long because you only said three. Some of my favorites that I may be on the show eventually. Million Dollar Money Drop. Million Dollar Mind Game. The Chase. Beat Shazam. 1v100. That one's a good show, but I'm never going to be able to do it because it requires me to get 100 people in a studio.
I think eventually. Listen,
I think you should.
If you keep giving the viewers what they want,
which is looking for dice in the podcast around the studio.
See, now that I'm referencing that
bit
more and more,
if we keep making bits, you can't cut it out.
Oh, God.
So the more I reference it, you can't cut it because people are going to be like, what does that mean? Or I'm going to be listening to this episode and I'm going to hear CJ's voiceover going, at this point we looked around for dice in the studio, but I decided to cut that segment because Brett was being crazy.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a legend. It'll be like the lost footage. What happened?
All right. We go to Brett. Brett gets the 100 points. That is cartoons or technology for $100. Do I even need to say the other one?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the cartoons question right.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it's going to be less interesting.
Yeah.
So the question is, do I want to win or do I want to be entertaining?
Are we making narrative choices now?
You decide the narrative right now.
What's the narrative? What's my character on this show?
I don't know. You decide right now.
I feel like I'm, like, the rival that's, like, so good. You like him, but you, like, want him to get right up to the point and then lose.
You got
to
make the choice.
Oh, I've got to make the choice. I'm going to choose cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, yes.
What does the acronym ALCA stand for?
The organization without a cool acronym.
Oh, it is. I would have gotten that one.
Organization without a cool acronym. Brett is now at 850. 150 away from the win of the round.
Yeah, this isn't looking good for me.
Isabel.
It's okay. I'll make a comeback in rounds. What is this, round three?
This is round three.
I'll make a comeback in rounds 4 and 5.
All right, that is reality TV for 100 or technology for 50.
I'll try reality TV.
Which reality show includes staples such as Roadblocks and Fast Forwards?
CJ, I do not know. Is it The Amazing Race?
It is The Amazing Race. Brett, it goes to you. That is cartoons, reality TV, or paintings.
Let's go paintings.
Okay. The Son of Man features a man with what in front of his face?
The sun?
No. Isabel.
That was going to be my answer.
Oh.
Son of Man. Is it a crucifix? Is this a Jesus painting?
Red, do you know it?
Is it the apple?
It's the apple.
I'm not going to take points on that one because I got it wrong. But it's the thing with the guy with like the bowler hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really cool painting. I like it. Isabel.
It should be the sun.
All right. That is Paintings for 100, a reality TV for 50.
I'm not going to get paintings. Reality TV for 50!
The first winner of this show was Kelly Clarkson.
Big Brother?
Brett.
American Idol.
That is correct. Brett, you are 100 points away from the win, and it is your turn. Oh! So, you can take any category for 50, or technology for the win.
I mean, I gotta take technology for the win.
What line of Microsoft computers can detach and become a tablet?
I shouldn't have done this. Microsoft tablet.
Isabel.
Microsoft Surface.
Microsoft
I've got one
Surface.
Right here.
So
this
do
episode
I.
brought to you by the Microsoft Surface, the computer that can detach and become a tablet.
Also brought to you by running around for Dice in the Studio.
All right.
Also brought to you by Bit Insurance. If we keep referencing it, you can't cut it out.
Isabel, you have 700 points.
I do. I'm making a comeback.
Yes. All right. That is paintings or... we don't have any more. Just one more. It is paintings for 100 or any of the other categories for 50.
Can I re-roll the 5?
Yeah. You can re-roll the 5. Oh, ah. So that is paintings for 200 or any other category for 100.
I stand by that. I'm not going to get a paintings question right. I'll take technology for 100.
All right. This is the last technology question I have.
Good.
Solid state and disk are types of what?
Memory systems? Like drives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one. All right. Isabel, you are now at 900 and Brett's at 850.
That's what I like to call a comeback.
Okay, reroll the 5 and the 3.
Wait, why are we rerolling the 3?
I'm out of 3s. Oh, wait, no, not the three. Never mind. Yeah. All right, Brett, you have either, you have cartoons for 100, paintings for 100, or any of the other two for 50.
See, paintings is going to make me sound sophisticated.
Yeah.
But I know cartoons better because I'm actually a child.
Okay. Which voice actor has credits such as Joe Swanson on Family Guy and Kronk in The Emperor's New Groove?
Patrick Warburton.
It is Patrick Warburton. You are now at 950 points.
Oh, boy.
Isabel, you are up.
See, the only category I'm good at is gone now.
Yeah, actually, the only categories left are paintings and reality TV.
Great.
So
this was designed for me to fail. Can I just pick one?
Yes, you can pick one, and this is for $100.
Okay.
I almost dropped a die. We would have had...
I'll try reality TV again.
All right. If Brett gets this, if either of you get this one, that's the end of the round.
All right.
Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman host which NBC show about crafts?
About crafts?
Crafts.
Crafts, the TV show.
Brett, for the win.
Would that be Making It?
Brett has the third round. And we are now on to round 4. Possibly the final round.
Never.
Possibly the final round. All right.
Never.
Here are the categories in round 4. Lafayette College.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Sci-fi.
Yes.
Mm. Oscar-winning films.
Yes.
Song lyrics. And candy.
Oh, candy.
Can we bring math back?
If we get to a fifth round, I will be pulling questions from older categories.
Yay.
All right.
Sorry.
We'll see if we go to 1,000 points with this round. I think we might. We'll see. All right, Brett, you have the first roll.
That's going to change my strategy, CJ. I need to know now.
All right, Brett, you have Oscar-winning films or Lafayette College for 100 or any other category for 50.
I will take Oscar-winning films.
All right. Which film featured Bo Burnham acting for his first time in 3 years?
Eighth Grade?
No. Isabel.
Is it Inside?
No. It is Promising Young Woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Inside, although that deserves an Oscar.
I didn't think that won an Oscar.
No, that was snubbed at the Emmys. I blame Hamilton. I hate Hamilton. Isabel.
Gotta get some of that good dice rolling noise. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're about to... Our
no,
bid
it's
insurance.
Fine. It's fine. I got it.
Sci-fi for 100 or song lyrics
yes,
for 50.
I will be taking sci-fi.
All right. Who currently portrays the Doctor? Well...
Now, you say the Doctor very vaguely. This could mean any Doctor.
The Doctor.
Yeah, I know. First name, Kate.
Brett.
I'm not a nerd, so I'm going to say Amy Poehler.
If only. No, it is Jodie Whittaker.
Okay.
Brett. All right, that is Oscar-winning films for 100 or song lyrics for 50.
Let's go with Oscar-winning films.
Another Day of Sun is the opening song to what movie?
La La Land?
It is La La Land.
Which did not win the Oscar, right? That was like a big deal.
It won Oscars. It didn't win Best Picture.
It didn't
Picture.
Win. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Isabel. Oh, ooh. That is Lafayette College for 200 or any other category for 100.
I'll try Lafayette College.
How many times has the Lafayette-Lehigh rivalry been played, including today?
158.
Brett.
189.
Okay, I don't know why they put a 1 in balloons next to the number. It's 57.
No!
It's 57. They have not been playing 157 times.
Didn't it start in, like, the 1800s?
No, Lafayette College was founded in the... I think it's only the 57th. I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure... I thought... I couldn't remember if it was 157 or 158, but I'm pretty sure it's more than 57.
See, that's... I think they just... I don't... I think the one there is just...
If CJ is wrong, can we both get 100 points?
I would like to get 100 points because I was closer.
While we're searching this up, I'd like to once again thank this episode's sponsor. looking around for dice in the studio.
156. So this would be 157, CJ Silverman.
Isabel gets...
Can I get half the
50
points?
50 points.
Yay!
And it goes to Brett.
All right.
All right, that is Lafayette College, Oscar-winning films, or candy.
Candy.
Okay. What candy added a fifth flavor colored blue in 2014?
In what year, sorry?
2014.
Skittles?
Isabel.
No!
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. All right, Isabel, it goes to you. The blue Sour Patch Kids are good.
They are. They're the best.
Oh.
Lafayette College for 200, please, yep. CJ.
What is the name of the building where Gilbert's is located?
Kirby Hall.
Kirby Hall. Brett, goes to you. Okay, that is sci-fi for 100 or candy for 50.
Let's take sci-fi for 100.
What was the name of Patrick Stewart's character in Star Trek?
If you get this wrong, I swear.
But I could get it wrong just for fun. It would make you so mad.
Actually, no, it would make me happy because then I would get the points.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes, it would be Jean-Luc Picard. Isabel, goes back to you.
We do not disrespect Jean-Luc Picard in this house.
That is Lafayette College for 200 or any other category for 100.
I'll take Lafayette College for 200 again.
All right, probably a mistake based on this question.
Great.
Before Rockwell was built, where was the computer science department?
Party?
Brett.
Van Wickle.
You thought we were with the geology student?
Wait, is it well, a Copian?
It is a Copian. It is a Copian.
It is a Copian. All right. Copian.
Brett.
Yeah? Oh, right.
Yeah. The whole point of the game.
Oh, right. We're playing a game. We're not just...
Okay. Candy for 100 or Oscar-winning films for
50. I'll take candy for 100.
We're not playing a game. Just three friends hanging out answering trivia.
I just realized...
Wait, CJ, you've been recording?
Yeah. Wait, I didn't sign a waiver for this, CJ.
Oh no. Okay.
I just talk about bits that you can't edit out, like losing dice in the studio all the time.
See, the joke is if this gets over an hour, I'm gonna have to edit it out.
No. This is Brett, you can't. You need to write angry letters to CJ. You can't cut it out.
Brett, how many Kit Kats come in a standard package?
Four.
You can't hold up four fingers. This is an audio medium.
All right. Brett is at 300. Isabel is at 200. Isabel.
Yes. Rolling.
Yeah. Okay. You can have Oscar-winning films for 100, song lyrics for 100, or other categories for 50.
I'll try song lyrics.
What song references topics including Joseph Stalin, hula hoops, Ho Chi Minh, and Wheel of Fortune, among many other things?
Is this We Didn't Start the Fire?
That is We Did Not Start the Fire.
We did not start the fire.
Brett. Oh, Lafayette College for 200.
I'll take Lafayette College for 200.
Besides maroon, what is Lafayette College College's other official color?
White.
Yeah.
Brett is now at 500 points.
Still Isabel. Better than Lehigh.
Isabel, Isabel is at 300. Oh, that was almost an instant win. Isabel.
This is candy for 200.
That is 200. Candy for 200. If you had rolled another six, you would have instantly won the round.
Oh, I forgot about that rule.
What candies feature a paper plume in the packaging that gives the flavor, special messages, or the name of the candy themselves?
Paper plumes in the packages? What? Oh, Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses.
That was such weird phrasing. Took me a minute.
I lost my paper. Prepare to be edited out, conversation where I'm not at the microphone.
CJ lost his paper and it was really funny. Now you can't edit this out.
It was so funny.
It was really, really funny.
It was just as funny as
losing the dice.
Losing the dice in the studio. All right.
I have to air this at 7. I'm going to be editing it the entire time.
It's okay. You got this.
You got it. All right. Also, if you need help, we're happy to help you.
I can also help.
You are up.
I am.
The scores are tied. 500 to 500. What is that other one? I can't see it.
That's sci-fi for 200.
That is sci-fi for 200.
Getting the high rolls.
What AMC show has spin-offs such as Cold Storage, Torn Apart, and World Beyond?
The Walking Dead?
It is The Walking Dead. 200 points to Brett. Isabel.
I don't like this.
What? All right. Lafayette College, sci-fi, or Oscar-winning films?
I'll take sci-fi.
In Stranger Things, what was the number on the wrist of Kali Prasad, who could create illusions?
Well, that got oddly specific. Seven?
Brett.
Four?
No, it was 8. Brett, goes to you. Okay, that is candy, song lyrics, or sci-fi?
Let's go with song lyrics.
Okay. The title of this song is said 55 times by the Canadian lead singer and once by Ludacris.
Baby?
Baby.
Ah.
50 points. Isabel, you are at 500. Brett is at 750.
I need more points.
You do need more points. Or you need to roll all sixes. That is Lafayette College for 100, Oscar-winning films for 100, or any other category for 50.
I'll take Lafayette College for 100.
Within 100, how many students are currently attending Lafayette?
2,750.
No. Brett?
4,000.
That's too many.
It is 2,610.
Oh! I was going to say 2,700, but I thought it was higher.
That would have had it.
Oh!
Brett, returns to you.
Pain.
Okay, that is song lyrics
I'll take song lyrics for 100.
Fair enough. What are the first two things Skilo wishes for in the song I Wish?
He wishes he was a little bit taller. He wishes he was a baller.
Yeah.
Wish he had a girl on the hand he could call her.
Yeah, something like that.
Wish he had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
I don't
with a
know.
6 points.
CJ only knew the first two.
I did. All right, Brett, you are at 850. Isabel.
That's my soul leaving my body.
All right, that is Lafayette College. We do not have Lafayette College reroll. All right, that is sci-fi, song lyrics, or candy?
Candy.
Okay. What candy is made through the processes of stretching and pulling?
Taffy.
Brett.
Would you like to know more about taffy? I know a lot about taffy.
We'll see how much runtime we have. All right, this is sci-fi or song lyrics for 100.
I've been doing good with song lyrics, so let's go with song lyrics.
What song references Toe Jam Football, Bag Production, and Coca-Cola?
Come Together.
Come Together.
Oh.
Brett is now one question away from not only winning the round, but winning the episode.
Oh, exciting.
Isabel.
Unless we do a secret fifth bonus winner take all round.
That's true.
That is true. Who knows?
Our fifth episode is brought to you by losing at dice in the studio. The bit that CJ will never cut.
Oh, God.
He wouldn't dare.
All right. That is re-roll the ones. Candy for 200. Wow. Very cherry and buttered popcorn are the most popular flavors of this brand.
Jelly Belly Jelly Beans.
Jelly Belly Jelly Beans.
People are wrong.
Yeah, they are. What buttered popcorn
buttered
is not
popcorn
good.
Buttered popcorn is gross.
Buttered popcorn is phenomenal.
Cotton candy jelly beans are underrated, though.
All right, Isabel.
Yes.
You are at 650. Brett, this question would give you the win. You get a pretty wide selection.
Choose your fate. Brett Paul.
We'll say song lyrics.
Okay.
I'm choosing the categories that I know even if I get wrong, Isabel probably won't know.
All right, Brett.
Yeah.
What song features T-Pain riding a dolphin and meeting a mermaid?
I do not know.
Isabel.
The Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
No, it is I'm on a Boat.
Oh.
All right, Isabel, you're still alive.
That was a good move, Brett. I don't know any song lyrics.
All right, Isabel. That can be sci-fi for 200 points.
Sci-fi for 200.
All right, this is the last question in the sci-fi. No, it is not. What was the name of the Ghostbusters receptionist?
I have no idea, CJ.
Brett, for the win.
I have no... Like, I don't actually know.
Really?
Was it Sandra?
No, it was Janine Melnitz. Fantastic character.
Fantastic character. I do not remember her name.
All right, Brett.
Ask me more about Star Trek, CJ.
Reroll the one.
There are two ones.
Reroll both of them. All right. There you go. Those are your choices.
Same spread as last time, yeah, and I'm once again going to go with song lyrics.
Okay. How dare you?
What did Mr. Brightside start out with?
Oh, well, it started out with a kiss.
How did it end up like this?
It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss. Brett, you have won this episode of Game Show.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brett.
Yes.
That means you will be coming back in a few weeks for our Tournament of Champions.
Exciting.
All right. This has been Game Show. I have been your host, CJ Silverman. You have been listening to 104.9 FM, WJRH. We will see you next time. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Good luck finding your dice.
No!